It's pupping season for Hawaiian monk seal. Something to keep in mind as you're out and about in the water. And we thought it was a good time to check in on the young ailing seals that are being given a fighting chance at life, thanks to the staff at the Marine Mammal Center on the Big Island. Director Claire Simeon says the 3-year-old female, who last month became the first one to get a CAT scan, is still not out of the woods yet, but is getting feistier by the day.
You know, she is still in critical condition, but she's really gaining a lot of good ground every day. And we're still treating her with antibiotics and a variety of medications, but she's eating on her own. She's gaining weight. She's really back to acting aggressively, which is what we want in a seal, in a wild seal. And so while she's not out of the woods yet, we're really optimistic that we're going in the right direction.
I mean, I was so amazed because she had, a skin infection, a kidney infection, a liver infection.
We were running out of organs to look at, and it really was. It took the CT that we did up at North Hawaii Community Hospital to pinpoint where all of that infection was coming from, and ended up that it was coming from the muscles in her back flippers, which we think, you know, there's really only one way for that kind of muscle damage to happen, through trauma, and unfortunately we'll never know exactly what kind of trauma happened, but that muscle damage then caused an infection that spread to her bloodstream and spread to all of those other organs, you know, her lungs, her liver, her skin, her eyes. And so she was really on death's door when we brought her in, and it's a long haul to recover from something like that, regardless of if you're a monk seal or a human or any other animal.
So you really just want the public to be aware of what could happen to a monk seal if they're in the area.
We do. And, you know, regardless of if you're talking about a juvenile that's resting on the beach or a young pup that is just learning its way in the world, the best thing that the public can do is to give seal space, because that, you know, their natural behaviors of resting and swimming are exactly the kinds of things that they need space to fulfill. And you know, accidents can happen. And so it's the best thing is that people are aware of their surroundings and understand that if they see a monk seal, the best is to let it be and give it space.
Well, I know the concern is, yeah, that the injury, you know, could have been made by a boat. You just don't know.
We just don't know. And, you know, unfortunately, fortunately for her, she didn't have external injuries when she came in. And so that makes the diagnosis all that more challenging. You know, she obviously had something that was very wrong with her hind end, but she doesn't have the kind of external, you know, wounds that you would expect if she was, say, bitten by a shark or something else. And so it really is a little bit like an episode of CSI, where we're trying to piece together all of the different puzzle pieces to get a picture of what actually happened, because she just won't tell us.
Now, you nursed her back to health in 2017.
Yes, that's right. And when she came in then, she was malnourished. She was full of parasites, but not related to this second event, because the changes that we saw this time were just nothing like what we saw the original time. So unfortunately, she had that second bad stroke of luck. But I guess the flip side is that, you know, we were able to bring her in both times and save her life.
So her stay back then was 3 months. Is it your guess that she'll stay a little bit longer because her injuries and infections are pretty serious?
Yes. So, you know, so she came in the second time at the beginning of March, and so we're already, you know, coming up on the point where we released her last time. And really, she was just so critically ill when she came in that we weren't sure that she was going to make it through the night for several weeks. And so she still has some weight to gain. She still has quite a few skin wounds that luckily are healing and are, you know, going in the right direction. But I would say that if anything, we still have, you know, several weeks to go.
So when you say she almost didn't make it through the night, so do you have someone there, you know, 24 hours a day kind of like watching her?
Well, you know, so we have the ability to remotely monitor her, because a lot of what we do at Kikaiola is to be as hands-off as possible in the rehabilitation process. And so we want to make sure that not only are we making the animals healthy to go back out into the wild, but that we're also not having a negative effect. And so so we have cameras that we can monitor the animals 24 hours a day. And then depending on what their feeding needs are, if animals are very debilitated and they need feedings, you know, 6 or 7 times a day, then we could be there well into the night. But with her, actually, the more important thing was, yes, to get her rehydrated and to get those medications in, but also to give her a lot of rest. And so, you know, there's just a really important piece to the medicine of just letting a body heal itself. And so that's a lot of what happened. She barely moved for the first couple of weeks. And that was an important part of her body healing itself.
So is she basically in intensive care and in an isolated unit?
She was for about a month. And so we have the option to have 2 deep pools where we had our 2 other patients. And then we also have shallow pools that we can make completely dry. That's where she was, in those shallow pools and those dry pens in those first few weeks. And there were times where we had to anesthetize her daily to give her IV medications and to give her IV fluids and, you know, to treat her wounds. And so a lot of that was very, very intensive care from our staff and our more than 50 animal care volunteers that were dedicated to, you know, volunteering their time around the clock. We're really happy to report that our most recent patients, Maya Pilo and Akuli Kuli, are back out on the ship to take them back out to the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. They came in last September from Laysan Island, and they're going back out there to the beach where they were born. And the NOAA team, as well as one of our staff members, we'll put them in a beach pen and have a soft release just so that they can get acclimated to their environment. That's a big win for us. Maya Pilo, both animals more than quadrupled in size, and Maya Pilo, who came in the size of a small dog, left more than 250 pounds.
Oh.
And it was a really monumentous event for us last Friday to load them up back onto the boat. But it takes a long time to get up to the Northwest Hawaiian Islands.
Okay, so they're en route.
They're en route, yep. And then we previously had, we had 2 young males that were premature. They were both prematurely weaned from mom, one at 16 days of age and the other at 19 days of age, Sole, and who came from Molokai, and RK, 58, who came from Kauai. And both of those animals received rehabilitative care. They got back on their feet. They went back home, and they were fitted with satellite tags, and then also, thanks to the Marine Mammal Stranding Response Network on all of the main Hawaiian islands, they've been resighted in good body condition, and so we're continuing to keep a close eye on them. So really, really happy anytime we get a sighting or, you know, a ping on the satellite tag that says, yep, those animals are doing well.
Oh, nice to know. Nice to know.
It is.
And then all your efforts will be focused then on this one gal that needs rest.
Yes, exactly, exactly. We're keeping a close eye on her. She's getting the medications that she needs, and we're checking her blood work to make sure that everything's going in the right direction. And then we're awaiting additional patients. And so when the NOAA ship comes back down the island chain, if they see additional seals in need, they'll pick them up and bring them in. And so we'll see if in a couple of weeks we've got some new patients, or anytime there's an animal in need in the main Hawaiian Islands, we'll welcome them here.
Well, I had to smile because I saw the paper this week had a picture of a newborn on some beach.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is baby season. It is baby season. And, you know, on the Big Island, we have very few seals, but we were really pleased that RA20 is a mom who successfully had a pup last year, and again, successfully had a pup, and a male pup who was named Kaulana by a local cultural practitioner, weaned from mom after 47 days of nursing, and is now kind of out and about on his own in the world. And the same thing is happening, you know, at beaches all over the Hawaiian Islands. And this is really the time of year where it's so critical for people to understand that they need to give seals space, and that it's baby season, and you know, young animals are figuring their way out in the world. But every animal that's born is a chance for the recovery of this endangered species, and it's really something to celebrate.
Okay, so we just have to be on the lookout.
Absolutely, absolutely. And giving a call anytime that you see a monk seal. It's a really important for us and for the rest of the stranding network to know where all those seals go.
That was Claire Simeone, director of Ke Kaiola, the Marine Mammal Center on the Big Island. She gave us an update on RH-38, one of the seals under her care, and a reminder to watch out for baby seals, as this is the pupping season, and whatever you do, don't get in the way between a baby and its mother.